Hello and welcome to Exploring Magnuson Park. I'm your host, Benjamin Warren. On this show, I'll be interviewing organizations located in and associated with Magnuson Park to learn more about who they are, what they do, and how you can get involved. Today, I have Bridget Sweeper Dolan from the Good Times Project with me. Bridget, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me, Benjamin.
Well, if you could just start us off and give our listeners a little bit about what your role is at the Good Times Project and how you got started there.
Absolutely. My current role is executive director, but I actually started with the organization as a volunteer in 2010. I tried to help however I could and found some interesting ways, including driving kids from the airport that were visiting us from Alaska. And then I started helping with the gala planning. That's our biggest fundraiser, which actually happens in April, joining the board of directors. And in 2018, we had a leadership transition, and I had the opportunity to become the interim executive director. In May of 2019, I was named the executive director, and I've been that ever since.
All right. That is great. So decent amount of time working with the Good Times Project in a variety of roles. And as our listeners may have picked up, referred to you as Sweeper, all of the staff at the Good Times Project have those nicknames. How did you get your nickname and how are those nicknames decided for staff?
My nickname is Sweeper. When we are at program, we call them camp names. And I have played soccer since 1982, since I was 5 years old. And most of the positions in soccer have been in defense, and one of them is called sweeper. More recently, I actually started to curl, and there is a position called, or a job called sweeper in curling as well. The nicknames came about because we started hosting our camps at Camp Sealth on Vashon Island, and it was one of their traditions that they had, and we just borrowed it and kept it. But it's one of those things that really helps keep the magic of our programs. The kiddos that come to our programs don't know our real names, and that's kind of a fun thing.
Well, that is perfect, and that does sound like a lot of fun for the campers, and a perfect nickname for you, or camp name, being part of soccer activities as well as curling most recently. Well, moving on to the Good Times Project as a whole, could you give kind of a brief overview of the organization and how it got started?
Sure. The Good Times Project was created in 2013 to continue the legacy of Camp Good Times. Camp Good Times is a pediatric oncology summer camp experience for children affected by childhood cancer. It began in 1983. And since 2013, we have grown to programming opportunities year-round. Our mission is to create caring spaces for children and families affected by pediatric cancer to help them connect and for kids to just be kids.
It is an incredible organization offering those opportunities, those activities and programming for families affected by childhood cancer. And with the Good Times Project, I saw on your website that kind of the heart of the organization are your camp programs. What are your camp programs? I know there's several of them, but what is kind of the overview of those camp programs?
Yeah. Camp Good Times is our biggest program, and it happens twice a summer, and they are week-long traditional summer camp sessions. It's for children who are receiving treatment for cancer, they're survivors, and what's unique to us is their siblings are invited as well. And it's for children ages 8 to 17. We also have a single-day camp experience called Mini Camp that takes place during Camp Good Times for kiddos ages 5 to 7. In August, we host a kayak adventure camp for young adult survivors ages 18 to 25, and we kayak through the San Juan Islands. And then a few years ago, we started hosting two weekend programs in the winter, one called You and Me Retreat and one called Sibling Ski Camp. As Sibling Ski Camp kind of states, we go skiing, and it is siblings of cancer patients or survivors. and they're ages 11 to 17, and we take them up to White Pass to go skiing. And then the You and Me retreat we have on Vashon Island, and it's an opportunity for families to choose one adult and one child to come and have a weekend together. One of the things that happens when families are faced with cancer is it kind of splits the family. One part of the family might be at the hospital or a clinic with treatment a lot, and the other part might be at home. And so this provides an opportunity for reconnection between family members.
So a lot of unique opportunities, sounds like, kind of have something for an entire family, a wide range of ages. And as you mentioned, kind of that split that might happen as some family members are in the hospital, and bringing them together for these camp experiences. For individuals who may be going through this situation, what does the registration process look like? How do they get involved in these camps as a family?
Yeah, we have a great relationship with nurses and social workers and a lot of medical people at Seattle Children's and Mary Bridge. So there's a lot of word of mouth as families are going through their cancer journey. There's also some great connections on Facebook, families that are dealing with cancer that share our information, which is fantastic. We also post it on Facebook and Instagram. Most of the information is on our website, and that's where they start the registration process, is on our website. For every program, there is either a short registration form, or for a program like Camp Good Times, it's a little bit longer because they have to share a lot of things because they are with us for 7 days. But all of it can be found at our website.
With the camp programs and that registration process, what is the website, and when does that registration process start?
Sure. Our website is www.thegoodtimesproject.org. And our registration for our biggest program, Camp to Good Times, and the other summer programs, the Kayak Adventure Camp and Mini Camp, usually open in February, late February. And we continue to receive applications through April. And we then reach out to families to let them know if there's space and what we might need from them so they can come to the programs that happen in June, July, and August. For the winter camping experiences, those things, the applications go live, I think, in November for the program that is in February, which is Sibling Ski Camp. And then the applications for You and Me Retreat go live, I believe, in December. And You and Me Retreat happens in March. And again, all those dates, we update those dates as much as we can on our website. And then again, on Facebook, we push that information out.
All right. So again, that website is thegoodtimesproject.org. So it sounds like we're kind of right in the middle of all of these programs, the camps, the registration process. By the time we have this episode airing, I think we will probably have missed some of that registration process for the summer camps. For folks who are looking to find out maybe more information about those summer camps or to look into the registration process for some of the upcoming events, maybe those winter events, website you mentioned is a good place to start. Is there a phone number they can call? And you also mentioned Facebook. Are there other social media sites that you'd recommend folks check out if they want more information?
Yeah, I think we're most active on Facebook, but we have just reignited our Instagram. Our office phone number is 206-556-3489. We also sometimes post on LinkedIn if anyone's looking there as well. But the website and giving us a call would probably be the best bet to get more information.
Well, a lot of opportunities there with those camp programs. But I know that the Good Times Project is so much more than that. What other programs or services are you offering through the Good Times Project?
Yeah, we strive to create opportunities for our families to connect with each other so that they're able to talk about their experiences if they want to, and to have opportunities for the kids to just be kids. So we take advantage of any kind of connections we might have and relationships to create programs for our kiddos. So in the past, we've done a cooking class with local chefs for some of the teenagers that we have in our programming. The Granite Curling Club in North Seattle has hosted us for the last 3 years for a curling event where their junior team will teach all the families how to curl, which is where I learned how to curl. It's pretty fun. Argosy Cruises hosts us for a holiday cruise during the Christmas ships, which is a lot of fun. We also spend a day at the Pumpkin Patch. And then there's also a racetrack in Shelton, Washington that invites our families to come down. And the race car drivers will take kids in their fancy cars around the racetrack, not at 100% speed, but more like 80% speed. And the kids and the parents love that one too.
Those sound like so much fun, such really great experiences, as you said, for kids to be kids. And it sounds like they go kind of throughout the year. Again, a variety of experiences for children and their families. Is the registration process similar to the camps? Is it through the website? And how far in advance should folks be looking for information about those programs?
Yes. So most of the information is, or all the information is through the website, and the registration process is there as well. We will send out, on Facebook, we'll send out registration links when they're live. We try to share the information with our community at least a month to 2 months before some of the single day opportunities happen. We generally know the dates of the bigger camps a year in advance, so that information is out there as well.
With the Good Times Project, what is your connection to Magnuson Park?
Our office is located in Magnuson Park. This is where we do our program planning, so a lot of meetings with all of our volunteers and our board of directors, and we have 5 staff that spend time here. We actually do our programming, as we've talked about, at different locations, but this is our headquarters of the organization.
Do you have other facilities throughout Seattle or Washington State that you work out of?
We don't have any facilities that we call our own. We have relationships with different camps where we host the program. So we go to Vashon Island for Camp Good Times and the You and Me retreat, and we are able to use the space at Camp Burton, which is a gorgeous spot. And then, like we said, White Pass and San Juan Islands are some of the spots we go. And then otherwise, it's businesses and tourist places in the Pacific Northwest, mostly Western Washington.
Some connection to kind of the greater Seattle, greater Washington State area, but headquartered with your office here in Magnuson Park, which is always great to hear. For that office location, do you know why it was chosen to be in Magnuson Park?
Yeah. Well, we love the park. It's really nice to be able to just walk out and have a beautiful park around you. We also understand the city's priority to rent to nonprofits, and that was really appealing to us as we were looking for space. It's allowed us to have a bigger space than we probably could if we were renting in downtown Seattle or somewhere else. And we also like the proximity to Seattle Children's. We have a lot of great relationships with medical providers at Seattle Children's. The children and families that we serve are children who are treated at Seattle Children's, Mary Bridge, and some other clinics in Seattle, as well as children that live in Alaska that come down to Seattle for treatment. So it's really nice to have that proximity to Seattle Children's.
It is always great to hear kind of that focus from the city of Seattle on nonprofit organizations and bringing them into Magnuson Park. It's really the reason why this show was created, because we really do have that community of nonprofit organizations in the park. So it's great to hear that that is the focus, and that I get a chance to learn more about these organizations and introduce them to our listeners who might be familiar with the park, but not necessarily that it is kind of this home for so many incredible organizations. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Exploring Magnuson Park. I'm your host, Benjamin Warren. Today, we are speaking with Bridget Sweeper Dolan from the Good Times Project, a nonprofit that provides programming for families affected by childhood cancer. Now, Bridget, you mentioned the annual gala, and that is in April. What does the gala look like? How do folks find out more about that?
Our Good Times Gala, this is actually our 20th anniversary of this fundraising event. It does bring in a big chunk of the funds that we need to provide all our programming, our children and families come to us. It's cost free. So they're not paying any registration fees. They're not paying to go to any of our camps. So fundraising is a big portion of what we do. The Good Times Gala will be on April 22nd this year, and it's held in downtown Seattle, and it's an amazing event. We have about 250 of our supporters that come together. We have an auction in the space during our reception. We partner with different wineries and breweries to provide tastings during that reception time. We play some games. Everybody gets dressed up. And then we do have a traditional live program where we have a live auction. We auction off some different trips and some fun experiences. And then we do a raise the paddle where our supporters have the opportunity to donate straight to the organization and not purchase anything while they're doing that. And then we do some dancing afterwards because that's a very fun camp, good times kind of thing to do.
Now, for the event, for the gala, with it being so soon after this episode is going to air, what does registration look like? If folks hear this episode and they want to register, will they have time to do so? And does that registration close? And what would that process look like if they are interested in attending?
I think that if they were interested in attending the reception, we would be able to make that happen, being so close to the date of the gala. And that information will be on our website. The cost for our reception ticket is $125. Otherwise, if people are interested in giving because a gala sounds fun, we do have a donate page on our website. So that's thegoodtimesproject.org/donate. And they could just put in the notes that it was in lieu of attending the gala. And then we would make sure that they're on the list for next year to share that information earlier.
Good Times Project accepts financial contributions. Outside of financial contributions, in-kind donations, volunteer opportunities, what do those look like?
Yes, all of the above, please. We do have lots of things we need at Camp Good Times. So we have created an Amazon wish list that can be found on our website. Go to our website. And that has a lot of the supplies that we need to provide Camp Good Times during the summer. We also, speaking of the gala, we're also looking for, in the future, auction items. So whether that's bottles of wine, tickets to the Sounders, the Seahawks, anything you're comfortable sharing that we could auction off to raise funds would be amazing. I think I mentioned there's only five of us on staff, and we are charged with planning and raising money and running the organization as a whole. But in order to actually do our programs, we need volunteers, lots of volunteers. And our biggest need is Camp Good Times. It is a commitment of 9 days that includes staff training. The children are with us for 7 of those days. And there's 1 week in June and 1 week of July of Camp Good Times. And so that's our biggest need. If anybody is interested in getting involved, again, go to our website and the application is there. If by chance the application is closed, they can reach directly out to us because we're always looking for volunteers. So if the opportunity, if it fits and we're past a deadline, we will make it work.
That website, again, is thegoodtimesproject.org. With those in-kind donations, the materials and that wish list, are there any that are most needed? What is something that you're typically in need of for your programs?
Right. Blue tape. We always need blue tape. Band-aids, small first aid kits, things that you would need if you have 110 8 to 17-year-olds around, books for our library. Every year we have a different theme, so some of the items change. This year, Camp Good Times' theme is Good Times Time Machine, and so we are traveling through time and into the future as well. So on that Amazon wish list, I'm sure that our camp director has put a ton of creative needed things there.
Again, thegoodtimesproject.org. To find out ways to contribute financially, those in-kind donations, material goods, and also volunteer opportunities. So plenty of ways for folks to contribute to the Good Times Project, whether that's the financial donations, the in-kind or material donations, and it sounds like a lot of opportunities to volunteer. Are there any other ways that folks might be able to get involved with the Good Times Project?
One of our biggest needs is just to share awareness that we have programs for children and families affected by cancer. So in your regular life, if you know of someone that is dealing with pediatric cancer that might be able to benefit from our programs, sharing that information would be extremely helpful. And it would probably give us a little bit more exposure than just going through the hospitals and the clinics. So it would be much appreciated.
Well, I know looking at the website, one of the ways that folks might be able to get the word out about the Good Times Project is through the swag store. Can you tell us more about the swag store and what folks might be able to find there?
Yeah, we partner with an organization. It's called Pack for Camp, and they coordinate basically the store. They help us create the swag that's in there, and then they share back with us 10% of all the sales, which is amazing. We're not tasked with making the things or designing the things or being shipping them to anyone. So if anybody is interested in getting a baseball hat or a sweatshirt or some socks, I think there's a bib for a baby on the swag store. There's lots of different things there that say Good Times Project or Camp Good Times. And they have one of our logos is a heart. And so there's a heart on a lot of things there. I have a hard time going on there because I want to buy all of it. So I have to refrain from visiting the swag store.
Well, that is a great, fun, unique way to raise those much needed funds for your programs. It also sounds like there's a lot of items on there for folks to check out, buy some swag, represent the Good Times Project, get the word out there about this incredible organization. Now, as we are wrapping up, one last question for you. Is there a song that you associate with the Good Times Project?
Yes, there's many songs. Because we are a camp, we have lots of songs that we sing before meals or when we're walking to different places on camp. But just so everybody will know what it is, Celebration by Kool and the Gang is definitely one of the things that I associate with Good Times. But if you're in the camp world, there's one called P is for Party. And that's what we sing when we go into the dining hall. And that's what's always in my head when I think of Good Times.
Perfect. Well, Bridget, thank you so much for meeting with us, sharing all that you do at the Good Times Project. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Benjamin. I appreciate your time.
Celebration, celebrate good times, come on. Let's celebrate. There's a party going on right here. A dedication to last throughout the years. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate and party with you. Come on now.
Celebration.
Let's all celebrate and have a good time. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you for listening to Exploring Magnuson Park. My guest today was Bridget Sweeper Dolan from the Good Times Project, a nonprofit organization that offers access to caring spaces at no cost for families affected by childhood cancer through camps, programs, and events. To learn more about the Good Times Project, visit thegoodtimesproject.org. Some upcoming events happening in Magnuson Park. The Broadway-bound Children's Theater Karaoke Contest Live Showcase will take place on Saturday, April 29th at 5:30 p.m. at the Magnuson Park Theater. Proceeds go towards renovations of the Magnuson Park Theater. Check out broadwaybound.org for more information. Also, the New Moon Night Market will take place on Saturday, April 22nd from 5 to 11 p.m. at Hangar 30. This event is only for individuals 21 and older and features 100 vendors and food trucks. Check out 206nightmarkets.com for more information. And thank you to everyone who contributes to Space 101.1 FM. It's your donations that make this show and all of our programs possible. If you'd like to contribute, want to learn more about the station, or would like to listen online, visit space101fm.org. And tune into Space 101.1 FM on Thursdays at 2 p.m. for more Exploring Magnuson Park. Next week, we'll be learning about the Cascade Bicycle Club, a nonprofit organization that envisions a safe and healthy future where bicycles bring people together, eliminate inequity, and create thriving communities. I'm your host, Benjamin Warren. Have a wonderful day, and go Mariners!
Walking.
Well,